It is important that we understand each other's words. It is important that we make sure that we have the same understanding of different words, because otherwise we might have quite a bit of confusion. If we each think of a different definition when we say a word, we might not be able to be on the same page. We might not be able to fully understand each other. A theologian by the name of Dr. Christopher West, he's done various different talks, and I've had the pleasure of being able to listen to him, to hear some recordings of some of his talks, to read some of his work. On one particular talk, he was speaking about this importance of being able to understand each other's words, to be able to understand what each other is saying, and the importance of this. And to help illustrate this, he talked about a friend of his who had come to America from another country. I think it was Czech Republic was his original home. And when he came to America, he didn't know a whole lot of English. And so he was still learning the language. Somehow he managed to get a job on a construction crew. And he would listen to all the other construction workers speaking to help him learn English. And as you can imagine, sometimes there were some interesting phrases and words that would be said on a construction site. But he had a dictionary that he would go home and look up the words that he didn't understand to be able to help him learn the English language better. Well, at one point, he would keep hearing a phrase that sounded like "son of beach," and he didn't, of course, know what that meant, and so he looked up the words when he got home. He looked up first "son," S-U-N, and of course he sees that it's in the sky, what gives us warmth, brings us light. When we have a bright sunny day, we're happy, we love the weather. And so he thought that that's what that was referring to. And then he looked up beach, B-E-A-C-H. And he saw about a place that by the ocean, people go there to relax, have fun, play games, go swimming, that sort of thing. And so he thought together the phrase meant, I wish you a warm day with lots of sunshine and being able to, enjoy some relaxation at the beach. He'd go around saying this phrase thinking that he was wishing well on people by saying this. At one point, Dr. West was trying to introduce his friend to a bishop that he knew. And this person said, "Hey, son of beach." And he thought he was giving him a compliment. And like, no, that doesn't mean what you think it means. Having to correct him and say that, no, that it means something different. And fortunately, that all, it makes for a humorous story and it all worked out. But you can imagine the confusion that could have really came from going around saying that phrase without really fully understanding the words, really understanding the full meaning. All the more important for us to understand each other's words, understand the words that are being said to us. And that includes being able to understand the words that we hear in the scripture, being able to understand God's words to us. In our first reading today, from the book of Nehemiah takes place after a period known as the exile. And we're hearing a story about how the people of Israel, the people of Judah, are hearing the words of God for the first time in a long time. Previous to that, again, it was the period of the exile. All these people, pretty much the whole of the city of Jerusalem and the surrounding area had been taken into exile, brought to what is to Babylon, which is in present-day Iraq. And so they had been taken, imagine that we were all taken into exile and had to go out to New York or something like that. You know, quite a distance, a ways, away from our home. And they're brought to a completely different culture, completely different religion. Maybe they got to hold on to some of their traditions and culture in their individual homes, but they're surrounded by this new culture and everything. And so they had forgotten a lot about many of the words of God. They'd forgotten about Scripture. Maybe they had heard about the Word of God in days of old, but not being able to hear it. And then, of course, there's plenty of people who had been born since then never heard the Word of God spoken before they had gone into exile. And so now they have come back. The Persians have conquered the Babylonians, and they allow the Jewish people to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild their temple and start practicing their own religion again. And as they're rebuilding, they find the scrolls that had been locked away. And this is the result, the reading that we heard. They're reading them again for the first time, the words of the law, the words of God. And it moves the people so much that many of them are weeping because they're hearing it for the first time. They're hearing something that they've maybe heard about, but never heard actually those words. And the leaders have to remind them, no, this is not something to weep about. This is something good. This is something to rejoice about, that you're hearing the words of God once more. And so to encourage people to actually rejoice, to celebrate this fact that they've come back to this. But all more shows that, you know, they had lost the meaning of those words. They had lost what it was. They had lost something, not being able to hear the words of God. And so they need to be reintroduced to that, to be able to learn that those words of God. And that's all the more important for us as well. We need to hear those words of God. We need to understand them. Because there's really two understandings of the Word of God. There is the Word of God in, you know, the books that we hear, our Bibles, our lectionaries. But then there's also Christ, who is the Word of God. And so to be able to understand the words in Scriptures helps us to be able to understand who Christ is as the Word of God. There's a saint named Saint Jerome, who is the patron saint of Scripture scholars, of students of Scripture. And he famously said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. If we don't know Scripture, if we don't know the Bible, if we don't know the stories of the Bible, we don't know Christ. Simple as that. We need to be able to understand those words of God so that we can grow closer to the Word of God. And so when we come to the gospel today, we hear this introduction from Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke. And he speaks about the reason why he wrote these things down, so that people would have an account of all that is happening, so that people could understand the teachings that have been given, to understand better the words of God. And then it switches, it moves on to a story about Jesus, who comes back to his native place, to the town of Nazareth. And he's speaking in the synagogue, and he reads from the prophet Isaiah these words that speak about him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. This is his mission. This is what he has come for. This is why we need to understand those words from Scripture, from the books, from the Bible. And thereby, coming to know Christ better, who is the Word of God. May we come to better understand these words, and so follow Christ ever more faithfully.